Hey everyone, the 2018 NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis rolls along. We have Josina Anderson from ESPN with us right now, who covered a lot of our games last season, and I think you kind of like that.
I did. The Vikings were very exciting, and you know, you could tell from that game early on against the Packers that they were going to make a difference. It's a team that obviously benefits from the fact that they've returned their players on defense year after year. You can see that they're getting acclimated to the system. Obviously, Zimmer has proven himself, and then offensively for Case Keenum to have that type of year after coming from the Rams, I think that was already suggesting that it was going to be a special year.
Yeah. All right, so you mentioned Case Keenum. Everyone's talking about our quarterback spot, okay? So I want to get your thoughts on it. And you can take it whichever way you want to go, who we should keep or what we should do or who looks good or what kind of situation it is for whichever quarterback does come here. What do you think about the whole deal?
So there was a lot of talk coming into the combine of the Vikings reportedly being open to get into the market for Kirk Cousins. First of all, I guess my thought on that is that it really doesn't make sense for the Vikings to put that out there because why would you announce that? So my first thought is that I think, you know, the agent has a lot to do with that, which is his job, you know, to do that. I personally think it makes more sense for Kirk Cousins to go to Denver simply because those players really, really want him there and because of the quarterback that the Vikings already have in Case Keenum. This is a guy that performed for you all, almost took you all to the, you know, Nirvana level of going to the Super Bowl. He already knows the offense. I realize you guys lost your offensive coordinator, but why reacclimate again? The other thing is I have questions on Kirk Cousins as to whether he can perform when the stage is really big. If you go ahead and you take a look at Kirk Cousins' record against teams that are above 500, not as amazing. So I think that the team should pursue a deal with with Case Keenum. I feel like Teddy Bridgewater should pursue going to Miami, returning back to his hometown of Florida. I haven't quite decided what I feel about what Sam Bradford should do, but obviously keeping him as a backup at price is too expensive, so he would go to a team. I just haven't figured what that is just yet, but that's my overall thoughts.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you've thought about it a lot.
I have, actually. You know, it's my job to think about these things, so I'm not a ESPN outsider, actually ESPN insider. But yeah, I think that those moves make sense. Sometimes you can overthink it, and whether it's football decisions or just in personal relationships, eyes wandering what looks better over there. Mm-hmm. Case Keenum did the job for you already.
Yeah.
You know, why go ahead and mess up something that's good? You're almost there. Stay with the same plan. Don't make a new project and then you find out midseason, and then Case Keenum was like, you know.
All right, so how about 2018? We got the Vikings, the defending division champions, okay, and a defense that's pretty much intact, and that's the identity of their team. Aaron Rodgers comes back for the Packers, and the Lions and Bears have new head coaches. I mean, that's a pretty cool division to follow next year.
Oh, there's a lot of exciting news in the off season with, you know, new coaches moving around. Obviously, Matt Patricia going to the Lions and what have you. You've got a new coach with the Chicago Bears as well, and Nagy, and seeing what he's going to do with Trubisky. Obviously, we're also expecting for that team that Glennon will move on. I think it would be a good idea for him to possibly go to Oakland. And the reason why I say that is they obviously have a new coach in John Gruden. John Gruden has a home and familiarity with the Tampa organization. Guess where Mike Glennon used to play. So when you're looking at this free agency market and landscape, it often is a puzzle, but that's how you try to figure out those connections. Whether it plays out that way, we'll see. But certainly a very interesting storylines upcoming for the upcoming season in the NFC North as well.
And you've got a thought out for everybody. You've got a thought out for Mike Glennon. That's how deep into this thing you are.
Well, because, I mean, as we approach free agency, which starts March 14th, when you're making calls and trying to figure out, trying to get some news, you have to kind of try to project what you think, and that also forms your line of questioning. So, yeah, you kind of have to think, Kirk Cousins is going to set the market, you know, in terms of how the dominoes fall. And so then, okay, well, how does that impact the Vikings? How does that impact the Broncos? How does that impact the Raiders? And then you end up doing like this hokey pokey dance.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how you think about it.
All
yeah.
Right. Hope you have a great week.
Was that a full fledged interview? You got dancing, you got some scoop, you know, insider, outsider.
You stole the show, which is what everyone wanted you to do. So thank you.
Not more than Stephon Diggs at the end of that miracle game, though.
That was pretty good. Were you in the building for that game?
I was. I interviewed him right after, and boy, did he have an interesting moment with us post game.
Yeah.
But I don't think, for me, even though they did that special Philly special in the Super Bowl, no play for me outdid what Stephon Diggs at the end of that division game.
Yeah, it was a lot of magic happens in that building, so we hope you're there plenty next season.
Yes, I appreciate the time, guys.
Thank you.
All right, back to you. Back to you. Sorry, I'm so used
back
to saying
to
that. Back to you.
Bye. Thanks. You too.